Rest is not optional. Let me repeat that again. Rest is not optional. Just like a smartphone will malfunction when overloaded and underrested, our minds, bodies, and spirits will also falter when we neglect the rest and rejuvenation we require. So why do we keep pushing ourselves and our bodies to their limits? Because we feel that we need to keep up with this grind and hustle culture, which is not at all sustainable when building our businesses. So, if like me, you're tired of always feeling exhausted and overwhelmed, come join me in this podcast episode where we help you build your business by looking first at the foundation of you and rest.
Welcome to the Cushion CEO podcast. I'm Katie Butler, and I have built an impactful location independent business since 2008 with plenty of rejections, English as my third language, and lots of God's grace. Each week, we will be sharing relevant and direct advice or inspiring interviews with one intention. It's your time to go pro with your marketplace calling. Now, let's get to it.
Hello, it's Sarah, and today we're delving into a powerful but often overlooked tool that God provides us, and that's rest. Our aim here is to guide you in harnessing this divine gift, enabling you to construct a resilient foundation for all of your pursuits. Now, you may be asking yourself, why the focus on rest? Well, because true success, enduring, and satisfying isn't built on perpetual busyness or ceaseless toil. Rather, it's cultivated through a balanced interplay of work and rest, where each phase is vital for sustaining long-term vitality and accomplishment. Now, in the whirlwind of today's fast-paced existence, we're frequently ensnared in this hustle and bustle of life, always striving to meet the demands of work, family, and other personal obligations. However, just like a smartphone will malfunction when overloaded and underrested, our minds, bodies, and spirits will also falter when we neglect the rest and rejuvenation we require. That's why, in this episode, I'm going to dissect the notion of rest through the prism of seven distinct types of rest, examining their influence on productivity and drawing insights from the wisdom embedded in biblical teachings. So, our journey today is actually beginning where all things do, in the Word of God. We see in Genesis that after creating the universe, God rested on the seventh day, designating it as a holy time of rest from labor. Now, this pattern sets a divine precedent for us. Rest is not optional. Let me say that again. Rest is not optional. Rather, it is sacred, necessary, and life-giving. Jesus himself emphasized this during his ministry, inviting his disciples away from the crowds to rest in quiet places, as we read in Mark 6:31. Through these scriptures, God communicates again and again a clear message. Rest is not just beneficial, but crucial for our spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. Central to the biblical teachings on rest is the idea of the Sabbath, the sacred day set apart for rest and renewal. And, in a world that often glorifies busyness and productivity, the Sabbath serves as a counterculture initiative to pause, recharge, and reconnect with God and others. Because by observing the Sabbath, we acknowledge our dependence on God's provision and recognize that our worth is not determined by our achievements or productivity, something which can be quite hard to do, am I right? Instead, we can find fulfillment and meaning in resting in God's presence and trusting in His care. Additionally, the Bible offers practical guidance on how to cultivate rest and rejuvenation in our daily lives. In Psalms, we find many verses that speak to the restorative power of nature, such as Psalms 23. After all, we know it paints a picture of God as a gentle shepherd who leads us beside quiet waters and restores our soul. Similarly, in the Gospels, we see Jesus modeling this importance of rest and solitude as he withdraws to quiet places to pray and recharge, even amidst the demands of his ministry. Now, perhaps the most profound lesson we can learn from the Bible about rest is the invitation to find rest in God himself. In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus extends a comforting invitation to all. He says, "Come to me, all you who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, these words offer solace and reassurance that true rest is found, not just in our efforts or our accomplishments, but in surrendering to the loving embrace of our Creator. Now, as rest is often equated with sleep, the scope extends far beyond just mere slumber. Just as a smartphone requires periodic updates and resets to function optimally, our minds, bodies, and spirits also require various forms of rest to recharge and rejuvenate fully. Now, to help us further guide us in understanding this concept of rest, let's go back to Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, author of The 7 Types of Rest, who previously shared her wisdom on our podcast. You'll find the link to that episode below. Her research helps us identify and implement the specific types of rest we each need to function optimally and live fully in God's purpose. Let's start off with 1, physical rest. Now, have you ever felt worn out even after a long, deep sleep? So perhaps you woke up exhausted and you're like, this is weird, I just slept 8, 9, 10, 12 hours. And while physical rest also includes naps, relaxation, it also includes restorative activities, such as Pilates, things which recharge the body beyond the deeper recovery sleep provides. Now, other options could be taking breaks throughout the day, engaging in gentle movement, stretching, or just making sure you have enough sleep per night. However, one important aspect of physical rest is allowing our muscles and joints time to recover from the stresses of daily life. Because just as a smartphone needs time to recharge its batteries, our body needs time to repair and regenerate tissues, muscles, and organs. I've personally found that by adding a nap in on days when I do intense workouts or long runs, helps me quite a bit in the afternoon. Because our muscles and joints can experience fatigue and strain. And if we don't give them enough rest, they can also become strained and worn out with use. So while this could also involve incorporating rest days into workout routines, practicing gentle stretching, or getting massages to help release some of that tension, it's also important to ensure that we have proper nutrition and hydration. Now, this is something I personally am constantly working on, especially the hydration part. And I'm sure we've all heard before that our bodies require a balanced diet to support optimal health and performance. But beyond just nourishing our bodies with the nutritious food it needs and drinking enough water, not just coffee or, in my case, bubble tea, we need to ensure that we avoid excessive amounts of caffeine, alcohol, and processed foods, anything basically, that could disrupt our body's natural rhythms and energy levels. At the moment, what I've been doing is collecting recipes on Instagram, and at the end of the week, I take the interesting recipes that I think look good, or also healthy at the same time. They're not just only desserts. And that helps me to create my meal plan. And that's how I also then create my shopping list for the following week. Because this way, I have a mix of new things to try out, things which make me passionate or curious. But I'm also sticking to some of the staples that I know work best for me and my body. This allows me to be creative, while at the same time making sure I do get enough nutrients throughout the week. Because I found, especially between my university studies and working, I can forget to eat sometimes. Which obviously means my body gets hungry and tired, and I'm not always the most clear-headed at that point. I mean, hangry exists for a reason, right? And I've also found another way that has really helped me is prioritizing relaxation and stress relief. Now, some of you may be doing deep breathing, or there are different types of progressive muscle relaxation that can help calm your nervous system and promote restful sleep. Now, this could be anything from hydrotherapy, going to the sauna, or maybe acupuncture to promote detoxification and healing. So now that we've talked about prioritizing physical rest beyond our sleep, let's make sure to make the time to recharge our bodies, nourish our souls, and embrace the gift of physical rest in all its forms. Because after all, our very well-being depends on it. So I really hope that you plan out some time in your calendar. If you need to, feel free to go ahead and time block that time of sleep you need in your calendar. I mean, if you're anything like me and you time block anything else in your life, why not add sleep or meal prepping into it too? Now, before we continue our explanation of the other types of rest and the impact on our lives, I just want to take a quick peek at the field of chronobiology. Just as a smartphone has an internal clock, which regulates its function and processes, our bodies are governed by an internal biological rhythm known as the circadian rhythms. So I'm going to dive a bit into the science behind it, exploring how our own internal clocks influence our health, cognition, and mood regulation. Because if we can understand the intricate interplay between our biological rhythm and rest, we can really unlock new insights into optimizing our well-being and productivity. Now, as some of you may know, chronobiology is the study of biological rhythms and their influence on various physiology and psychological processes. At the heart of chronobiology lies the concept of circadian rhythms, which is a series of internal clocks that regulate our sleep-wake cycles, hormone production, and any other bodily functions. Because just as our smartphone's clock keeps it synchronized with the external world, our circadian rhythms help us maintain harmony with the natural rhythms of day and night, which is why oftentimes you may find, especially, say, if you're on summer vacation, that your body will naturally wake up with the sunlight. This actually comes from your circadian rhythm. And these are one of the key insights of chronobiology. It's all about the importance of syncing our activities with our internal clocks to optimize health and well-being. There's actually quite a different versions of circadian rhythms, and actually I'm diving into a further episode on finding your circadian rhythms, so stay tuned for that. So, just as a smartphone can malfunction if its internal clock is out of sync, our bodies can experience disruptions in sleep, mood, and cognitive function if the circadian rhythms are disrupted, which can lead to irregular sleep schedules, shift work, jet lag, or because of exposure to artificial light at night. Now, chronobiology has also revealed the profound impact of these circadian rhythms on our physical health. It's because our internal clocks play such a crucial role in regulating our metabolism, our immune functions, and other physiological processes that affect our overall health. It's not just physical health, it also influences our cognitive function and mood regulations. Because just as if a smartphone's performance may suffer if it's used late at night and drained of its battery, our cognitive abilities can be impaired if we're awake during the hours when our bodies are naturally programmed to rest, which leads to difficulties with memory, concentration, and decision-making, as well as increased risk of mood disorders such as depression and anxiety. Now, in order to keep our circadian rhythms on track, we may need to maintain a regular sleeping schedule, expose ourselves to natural light during the day, and minimize that exposure to artificial light at night. Because if we can embrace the science of quantum biology, yes, you heard me right, quantum biology, we are that far into it, and honoring the natural rhythms of our bodies, we can unlock new insights into optimizing our well-being and productivity. So let's take a moment to listen to our internal clocks, prioritize rest and rejuvenation, and embrace the gift of synchronicity with the natural world. After all, our health and happiness depends on it. So now that we've had a little bit of insight about how our internal clocks impact our overall health, let's keep going and dive into the other types of rest that our body needs. So, number two, mental rest. Now, if you find your mind cluttered with incessant thoughts or unable to just turn your brain off, mental rest can be as simple as a few minutes of mindfulness or quiet meditation to help clear that mental clutter, just like you would tidy a workspace. Mental rest is really essential for giving our minds a break from the constant stimulation and cognitive overload. Myself, I tend to do this through journaling, or I have one of those just paint by number kits, which allow me to really focus on one thing at a time, while also maybe putting on music or a funny TV show in the background, just to get my mind to stop thinking on all cylinders. You could also try mindfulness meditation or any other hobbies that promote relaxation and mental clarity. Or, if we go back to our phone analogy, just as we clear the caches on a smartphone to free up memory space, mental rest also helps us to declutter our minds and renew our cognitive resources. Number three, emotional rest. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by unexpressed emotions, or maybe exhausted by the release of all those pent-up emotions. Emotional rest requires us to find safe spaces and relationships where we can express our feelings honestly and openly without fear of judgment, just like removing heavy armor. It involves creating those spaces where we can openly express the frustrations, the joys, the fears, and disappointments without the fear of judgment or the constantly feel the need to mask ourselves around others. And I've definitely been guilty of this too. In the past, I've buried my feelings way deep down there, attempting to compartmentalize them so far down that eventually I went numb going through the routines daily. Emotional rest involves managing our emotions and giving ourselves permission to experience that peace and serenity amidst life challenges. Now, you may find this may require setting boundaries, practicing self-compassion, which I know sounds a whole lot easier than it is to do, or seeking help from loved ones or professional counselors when needed, all of which can help us to process our emotions in a healthy way. I find that talking to a trusted friend once, twice a week for half an hour to an hour can really help to get everything out and get a second opinion. Because oftentimes, as you may know, emotions are not necessarily rational thoughts. And once we've spoken them out loud, or written them out if that's your preference, we may realize, oh wait, this seems really obvious now. Or have I just been overthinking about this the whole time? And that's why, just like a smartphone needs regular software updates to address software glitches, emotional rest allows us to address and release those pent-up emotions, fostering greater emotional resilience and well-being. Or you may find that sometimes you need a good cry, and I find that to be very true. Sometimes it may be a while, right? And everything builds up on the inside, and you have a good cry. Of course, if you're like me, you may fall asleep exhausted, and maybe the next day I'll still feel exhausted because I've let everything out. But I feel so much lighter after that. How many of you have felt like this too? Now let's go on to number 4, social rest. Social rest means stepping back from any socially draining situations and investing in those relationships that can help rejuvenate you, reminiscent of permeating back certain plants so that others can thrive. Now, this could involve spending time alone in solitude, disconnecting from social media, or engaging in more activities that bring us true joy and fulfillment. I find that at the end of every semester, I go to the mountains to spend some time alone with my dog to recharge. I go hiking, I go skiing, I read tons of books, and those tend to be my favorite ways to recharge my soul and my social battery. Because just like putting a smartphone on silent mode to minimize distractions, social rest allows us to tune into our inner selves and cultivate deeper connections with those we care about, including ourselves. Because additionally, social rest emphasizes the quality of our interactions rather than the quantity. It involves cultivating those relationships that replenish us, just like a smartphone connects best with a strong and secure network. Social rest can be achieved by spending time with people who uplift and understand us, and by engaging in meaningful social activities that leave us feeling energized rather than depleted. I find that every time I go out with friends, and whether it's just hanging out at someone's house, grabbing dinner together, or doing a group activity, I always write down afterwards how much energy did I have, so that at the end of the week, the month, the quarter, I can take a look back and see, okay, did this activity energize me, or did it take away more from my social battery? Something I like to do to reflect on to see what really helps. Of course, this can vary and depending on the mood, depending on the day, but I do find that this type of reflection really allows me as a whole to just have a better grasp on what works best for me. Social rest is also about recognizing who in our lives adds value and who drains our energy, because then it allows us to make that conscious choice about who we spend our time with. Because incorporating both an emotional and social rest into our lives builds resilience, enabling us to bounce back from challenges and stressors with greater ease. It enhances our capacity for empathy, allowing us to better understand and connect with others on a deeper level. Not only does this enrich our personal relationships, but it improves our professional interactions too, making us more effective and fulfilled in our work environments. And who doesn't want to be that? Moving on to number 5, sensory rest. In our loud and bright world, sensory rest could be anything from dimming the lights, turning off the screens, and embracing the quiet, just allowing our senses to reset. Because it's about minimizing exposure to the stimuli that give our senses overload. Now, this could be anything from spending time in quiet environments, maybe turning off devices, hour, half hour before bed, or even just adjusting the brightness and volume settings. I've also found that by adding a blue light filter both to my glasses and to the computer, it does help prevent headaches from forming, especially from working on the computer for quite a long time. And to protect our eyes, our ears, sensory rest will really help us recharge and recalibrate those systems. Because by limiting these type of exposure to bright screens and the constant barrage of notifications that we get from emails, text messages, you name it, all of these things can lead to sensory overload. So practices like spending time with nature or reducing screen time can really help us to recalibrate our senses. Similar to putting a smartphone on Do Not Disturb. Sometimes we just need to choose to filter out what is necessary and what is distraction in order for us to maintain our clarity and focus. If you're like me, you may have already set up several different type of focus modes on your devices. This way, you don't get the notifications popping up all at once, and you can really stay in that zone and focus on what you're doing at hand. Moving on, number 6, creative rest. This is all about reawakening your curiosity and wonder at the world. Whether it's through nature, art, music, whatever refills your creative reservoirs, like water replenishing a thirsty garden. It's akin to rebooting a smartphone, which refreshes the system and hence its performance. It involves stepping away from our usual routines and activities to allow our creative juices to flow freely. This could be anything from engaging in creative hobbies, or in my case, I went axe throwing with friends, which I realize sounds a little murdery, but I promise you, it was a great form of both social and creative rest for myself. Sometimes it's just about exploring new interests or giving ourselves permission to daydream and imagine. When my brother and I were younger, we used to go for walks with the dog and we would imagine whole worlds that we would want to build, either in Blockland or in Minecraft. And it just really allowed us to imagine beyond the scope of what we were told reality is. Because often as a child, you don't have that concept of what can or cannot be done. Anything is possible. And sometimes we just need to reawaken that inner sense of curiosity and spark that joy and passion again. Because just like updating software on a phone can unlock new features, creative rest can stimulate our imagination and foster that innovation and inspiration. Now, last but not least, number 7, spiritual rest. This involves engaging in spiritual activities that refuel your connection with God. Anything such as prayer, worship, biblical meditation, or devotion. Anything that anchors you deeply in your faith and purpose. It's about nurturing our connection with the divine and finding that peace in our lives. Now, you could be doing this through a daily prayer and devotional time, or to go spend time in nature, or maybe you created a prayer closet to talk to God and reflect on your own spiritual journey. I know my mom used to tell me when my brother and I were younger, she used to find that the best place to pray was the bathroom. Why? Because it was the only place she could get some peace and quiet, especially with 2 toddlers running around the house. And God can speak to you from anywhere. So the next time you feel that you need to spend some one-on-one time with God, just remember, He will find you regardless where you are. From the bathroom, to the closet, to walking in nature outside, He's there. So now, just like performing regular system updates to maintain optimal performance, spiritual rest really allows us to align ourselves back again with God's purpose for our lives and find solace in His guidance in these times of uncertainty. So, in essence, understanding and prioritizing these 7 types of rest is essential for achieving a holistic well-being and peak performance in all areas of life. Because just as a smartphone, I know, I'm sure you'd love this analogy by now, requires regular maintenance and updates to function at its best, so too do our minds, bodies, and spirit require rest and rejuvenation to thrive in an increasingly busy and demanding world. So the next time you feel overwhelmed or exhausted, remember to pause, recharge, and embrace the gift of rest in all its forms. Your very well-being depends on it. So now that we've explored the 7 types of rest and their importance in achieving our holistic well-being, I want to dive a little bit deeper into the consequences of neglecting such rest in our lives. Because just like a smartphone will glitch and slow down when it's overloaded and under-rested, so too do our bodies and mind malfunction when deprived of rest. So we're going to take a look at the impact of rest deprivation on productivity and the steps we can take to prioritize rest in our daily lives. And I'm sure, like me, you've probably felt some of these effects. In today's fast-paced world, as you know, productivity is often hailed as the ultimate measure of success. We pride ourselves on our ability to multitask, which, by the way, is just a myth, to meet deadlines and achieve our goals, sometimes, or often, at the expense of our own well-being. So what happens when our relentless pursuit of productivity leads to neglecting rest? The consequences of neglecting rest extend far beyond feeling tired or fatigued. Physically, rest deprivation can lead to weakened immune system, increase the susceptibility to illness, and chronic health conditions such as obesity, diabetes, or heart disease. Overall, our bodies need adequate rest to repair tissues, regulate hormones, and recharge those energy levels. Without it, we can become vulnerable to a host of health problems that impact our quality of life and longevity. Now, mentally, the impact of rest deprivation is profound. Sleep deprivation, in particular, has been shown to impair cognitive function, memory retention, and decision-making abilities. When we're sleep deprived, our brains struggle to process information efficiently, leading to decreased focus, concentration, and problem-solving skills. We may find ourselves making more mistakes, forgetting important details, and struggling to keep up with our responsibility. Not to mention, emotionally, it can take a toll on our mental health and well-being. Chronic stress, anxiety, and depression are just a few, but unfortunately common consequences of insufficient rest. And when we're constantly pushing ourselves to meet those deadlines and exceed expectations, our bodies respond by releasing stress hormones like cortisol, which can disrupt our mood, sleep patterns, and overall sense of well-being. Over time, this chronic stress can lead to burnout, which, as you know, is a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion that affects every aspect of our lives. So, just as a smartphone's performance suffers when its battery is drained and the system is overloaded, our productivity and well-being suffer severely when we neglect rest. We will find ourselves struggling to stay focused, motivated, or engaged in our work, all of which leads to decreased efficiency, creativity, and job satisfaction. Now, understanding the significance of rest hasn't always been easy for me myself. Years ago, during my first attempt at university when I was 18 years old, I found myself overwhelmed by the demands of academic life. Now, take the stress of exams, coupled with poor eating habits, and the weight of undiagnosed depression took a toll on my mental well-being. I struggled with insomnia for over 2 years, even though I was exhausted all the time. And it was during this challenging period of time that I learned firsthand the consequences of neglecting rest. My mind and body were constantly in overdrive, at war with themselves, unable to find that peace and restoration they so desperately needed. And it wasn't until I hit that rock bottom that I realized the importance of prioritizing rest and self-care in my life. You may have seen those memes around, right? Especially if you're the eldest daughter and you feel the pressure and the weight of keeping it all together. You can take me as your stereotypical Asian students, straight A's all the way, leading the class and just about everything. But what no one prepares you for or talks about is mental health. And it wasn't until I was dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome, that I got really an understanding of how important it was, or a better understanding of what mental health is. Because I was only able to reclaim my health and well-being after getting a commitment to cultivating healthy habits, understanding what exactly was going on with my body, and getting support from my loved ones that really allowed me to find that transformative power of rest, physically and emotionally, that allowed me to heal and rebuild my life. Because today, as I reflect on my journey, I'm reminded of the profound wisdom found in the biblical teachings of rest. Just as God commanded the Israelites to observe the Sabbath, a day of rest and rejuvenation, I've come to understand that rest isn't a luxury, but a necessity for thriving in life. Because it's not all doom and gloom. By prioritizing rest and self-care, we can mitigate the negative effects of rest deprivation and enhance our productivity and well-being. This can involve establishing a consistent sleep routine, taking breaks throughout the day, and engaging in activities that promote relaxation and stress relief. Now, in a world where the hustle culture often glorifies busyness and productivity, finding balance can definitely feel like an uphill battle. Yet, neglecting rest can have serious consequences for our physical, mental, and emotional health. And that's why in this next segment, we're going to explore practical strategies to incorporate rest into our daily lives so that we can foster a greater sense of well-being and resilience amongst the demands of modern life. Now, one crucial aspect of finding balance is establishing that consistent sleep routine. We've talked a bit about this before, where we need to set regular bedtimes and perhaps wake-up times, or create a sleep-friendly, environment-free zone from distractions. I've personally found from experience that I needed to stop working in bed. I don't know about you, but I have ADHD, and I tend to sit in all sorts of fun positions as I work. So often you'll find me either working on the floor, on my bed, crisscrossed on my chair. I did finally buy an ADHD-friendly chair, so I am sitting more at my desk nowadays. But I had a really bad habit of constantly sitting on my bed and leaning to the side, or lying flat on my stomach, leaning over my computer, working on something. And because I found that I was either always sitting or leaning on my bed and working on something, my body couldn't differentiate between the time for work or for sleep. And that just made it so much harder for my body to really get into that deep REM cycle. Because it always thought, hey, I could get up and I could do some work now. So even though I'd be sleeping 8, 9, 10 hours of night, my body would still be exhausted because it never went into that deep mode of restful and rejuvenating sleep. So I can really recommend, don't work in your bed. And also, don't be scrolling in your phone when you're in bed. Just no electronics in bed, because that can really mess up your biological clock. And by prioritizing your sleep, you can improve your mood, your cognitive function, and your overall health, setting the stage for greater productivity and well-being. Now, another central component of finding balance is taking regular breaks throughout the day. Because, like a smartphone, or any other electronic device at this point, they will overheat if it's used for extended periods without a break or if it's always on charge mode. And our minds and bodies can also become overwhelmed if we push ourselves too hard without taking that time to rest and recharge. I find that when I'm studying, I can usually go for about an hour and a half at a time. And then I need about 10 to 15 minutes to just do something else. Whether it's going outside quick with my dog to play in the backyard or to hang up laundry, it could just be anything that just gets me completely off the track or the mindset of studying and into something else where I'm not using a whole ton of brain power or perhaps a different area of my brain so that I can go back to my next study session rested. And I find that by incorporating such regular breaks into my daily routine, it helps to maintain my energy and focus throughout the day so I don't hit those mid-afternoon slumps so often. Additionally, it's crucial to prioritize activities that promote relaxation and stress relief. As mentioned before, we all need a little bit of fine-tuning, so we need those opportunities to unwind and decompress from the stresses of daily life. This could be engaging in hobbies, such as axe throwing or painting, but basically anything that brings you joy and fulfillment. I find maybe scheduling a date night with your partner once a week or your group of friends, just so that you have that one event, something once that you're looking forward to all week, where you know, all right, I'm working through the week, but I have this waiting for me so that I can fully rest and disconnect from everything else in that time space. Or if you're looking for something on the daily, it could be looking forward to watching an episode of your favorite TV show or current TV show at the moment. So it's just those little motivational things that can help you keep going throughout the day. Because prioritizing self-care and relaxation, we can reduce that stress, improve our moods, and enhance our overall quality of life so that we can prevent ourselves from heading down towards burnout. Now, just food for thought. To add another dimension to this exploration of rest, I actually want to take a look at the concept of rest as a cultural practice. Because different cultures have unique traditions and practices centered around rest, such as the Spanish siesta, the Italian reposo, or the Japanese practice of shinrin-yoku, also known as forest bathing. Now, these practices not only provide physical and mental rest, but also strengthen community ties and cultural identity, showing the diverse ways in which societies values and implement rest. And by learning from these cultural practices, we can always incorporate new and beneficial rest rituals into our own lives, enhancing our understanding and appreciation of rest on a global scale. So, by allowing our minds to explore and connect with aesthetic and intellectual pleasures, we refuel our creative engines, often leading to breakthroughs and new ideas in our personal and professional lives. So by integrating these diverse types of rest, social, emotional, sensory, creative, spiritual rest into our daily routines, we can craft a well-rounded approach to rest that mirrors the multifaceted functionality of a smartphone. Because each type of rest acts like a different app or tool that serves a unique purpose, working together to ensure that we operate at our best. Because embracing this comprehensive approach to rest will not only enhance our ability to cope with the daily stresses of life, but also enrich our relationships, boost our creativity, and fortify our emotional resilience. Because, as we've explored in this episode, rest is essential for maintaining optimal performance and well-being in all areas of life, from the physical rejuvenation to the mental clarity and the emotional resilience. Each type of rest plays a crucial role in ensuring that we function at our best. So, as we finish up this episode, I invite you to reflect on your own relationship with rest. Are you prioritizing that rest and rejuvenation in your mind, body, and spirit that needs for it to thrive? Are you giving yourself permission to pause, recharge, and reboot when life gets overwhelming? Remember, true success and fulfillment comes not from constant striving, but from finding that balance and harmony and rest in all areas of life. So take a moment to listen to your body, nurture your soul, and embrace that gift of rest. Your well-being depends on it. And if you found value in today's episode, share it with fellow entrepreneurs and friends who might resonate with this journey. And until next time, remember, you've got this.
Hi there. If you have found this episode resonating with you, would you please consider to take a moment?
Just drop a review on Apple Podcast.
It will serve a fresh dose of blessings to those of us who work so hard to produce the content week in and week out. Please go to kellyballer.com/review. Again, that's kellyballer.com/review. We really appreciate it. And you will also help more fellow Christian CEOs find this podcast. Thank you so much. Remember, you matter. See you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Christian CEO Podcast at www.kellybotter.com.